Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Priya is asking quite a lengthy question, so I'll have to abbreviate it. And basically she's citing Dhruva Leela, and wherein Srila Prabhupada makes a statement that Dhruva Maharaj could not abandon good advice because of his Kshatriya nature. And then Srila Prabhupada says devotees who are all coming from Shudra backgrounds are becoming purified to become pure Vaishnavas by brahminical training. So she asks that if you can't change someone's nature, how is it that devotees are given brahminical training or being trained as brahmanas? This is not a new topic, at least one that at least I've addressed in English, in Hungarian, in our seminars, and basically it focuses around the difference between what it means to be a Brahmin and what it means to be brahminical. So Brahmin means someone who has both the nature, qualities, and work of a brahmana. And samodamastapasochamkshantirajamavivacha. And he teaches and distributes charity and engages in deity worship. And the prime qualification of a brahmana is that he's situated in the mode of goodness. In order to advance in spiritual life, in order to come to the transcendental platform, one has to come to the mode of goodness. So one has to, Krishna says, by cultivating the mode of goodness, subdue the modes of passion and ignorance, and once being situated in the mode of goodness, then by the further practice of devotional service, one rises to the transcendental platform and leaves goodness behind. But goodness is a must. So this is where the commonality comes in, is that goodness is the common platform of a Vaishnava, and goodness is the common platform of a Brahmana. Of course, a Brahmin is superior to just an ordinary Vaishnava, because he's worshipping Krishna. So but how to become such a Brahmana? Then one needs to cultivate the qualities of goodness, as Krishna says. And those qualities of goodness Narada Muni describes are 30 in number, and 9 of those are the Navanga Bhakti, or the main practices of devotional service, and the other 21 are the qualities that one cultivates to be a good person. And that's sort of the essential feature or the starting point of Varnashram. So devotees also need to concentrate and cultivate, practice those good qualities. And that's what it means, brahminical training. Brahminical training means with the power of devotional service, cultivating these other qualities which help devotees come to the mode of goodness. And then of goodness, then it becomes very easy for them to practice devotional service. So that's what Srila Prabhupada means. That doesn't mean that devotees all devotees become brahmanas. Arjuna is not a brahmin, Yudhisthira Maharaj is not a brahmin, Kola Dushasudar is not a brahmin. They have different natures. Whatever their natures are, they are great transcendentalists and greater than any materialistic Brahmin because they're pure devotees. So the difference between being Brahmin and being brahminical. So brahminical training does not change people's natures. It makes them qualified for the mode of goodness, and mode of goodness qualifies them for becoming transcendentalists. Hare Krishna.